This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is Scott Osler. God rest my beautiful father's soul. This was his favorite writer at the San Francisco Chronicle, which you know I read regularly. And you can follow him on Twitter at Scott Osler. Scott, I feel like my brain is escaping my body, and it's nice to talk to you. How are you, my friend?
Great, man. 5 hours. No wonder you're calling me.
Yeah, there was
you're down on a C list, the D list.
No,
oh, you're VIP.
No, the game was no. You were our number one call. The A's game was canceled, Scott.
Oh, okay.
So Townie had to do solo for like 3 hours, and then we were supposed to start at 8, and instead we started at 6. So we are now on hour, you know, 4.5. But anyways, thank you for joining us.
I want to make sure there's a little something extra in your paycheck this week.
Oh, Scott, you got it like that.
S.O.
Well. You don't actually need to give me anything because I steal from you all the time. I say this all the time. You guys do our work. It's like 95% of the reason why I never want the newspaper to go anywhere. I read the Sporting Green from the Chronicle, and then I go into work and I just take your material. And today what I took was your fantastic article on Draymond Green and the connections between Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Steve Kerr, Phil Jackson. My question is, are there times when you watch a game, Scott, and you want to just pull back Draymond a little bit? Is he too close to the edge for you, Scott?
Yeah, and you know what? He kind of said that the other night. After the last game, I was asking him where he found the spark after he had that one bad game in Houston. And since then, he's been really on fire more than usual. And he said, yeah. In fact, he used the expression, too thirsty. He said, sometimes when I got too thirsty. In other words, he went over the line.
We know, Scott. I'm shocked that you're hip enough to know what that means. That's a young person's term, Scott.
I'm not that hip, but just figured it out. You know, just took a little brain work. But yeah, he took a couple shots that he shouldn't have taken, and he just got a little too amped up. And especially those times when he gets into it with refs, where he really needs to dial it back, because like the other night, they cut him a lot of slack, but they're not always going to do that. He's going to get teed out of a game.
Scott, and this is also stems from, we remember the infamous game where him and Kerr got into it in the locker room. We don't know exactly what about, but my point is, you can't take the good with the bad, right? You can't tell a beast, a guy that goes into this phone booth to be aggressive, for the amount of all the players on the team. Who's that guy? Who gets that assignment to say, hey, you know, Draymond, it just looks bad on TV when you're chasing the refs down.
No, you know, it's got to be more like this. Somebody's got to be on duty when he gets into a really heated thing with one of the refs. Somebody's got to go over and just tackle him and pull him away because he's going to get a double T and get thrown out. And there's time, you know, about it. I think it was last year at one point, halfway through the season, he had a bunch of T's. And he said, he made a public declaration. He said, you know what, I've decided that. I'm not going to change these guys' mind. It's stupid. It's not working for me. It doesn't do me any good. So I'm going to back off the refs. And you know, that worked for probably about 5 games. But you're right. He is what he is, and you don't want to change that. And Kerr is, bless him, is smart enough to know that, you know. Kerr is never going to sit this guy down and say, I want you to be a little bit cooler out there. You know? That ain't going to happen. So they're glad to have it. But I think it's cool that even Draymond knows that sometimes he gets a little too high.
Scott Osler, fantastic sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Follow him on Twitter at Scott Osler. Kind enough to join us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Scott, last series, Curry got hurt. The Warriors lose game 3 on the road. They bring him back game 4. I know it wasn't tied into his original injury, but I do wonder whether or not the Warriors would have brought him back for game 4 had they won game 3. Do you think that whether they win or lose will have any impact on whether or not Curry plays in game 4?
I do. And they keep saying, and Steve Kerr keeps saying, and I think he believes it, that we're not going to make a decision based on how the series is going, whether we're up or down or we lose a game or whatever. But that has to factor in somewhere. In the, maybe not the main part of the equation, but it's got to factor in somewhere. It just, wow, it's, yeah, there's no way they can ignore that. If, let's say they lose two games in Portland and Steph doesn't play, and maybe he's not quite ready to come back for game five, it's going to be a pretty strong temptation to kind of get him back if they can.
Scott, I know this is kind of out of left field, but I told Zach and he just scoffed at the whole notion. But I sat there and watched that Warrior team come back from a fourth quarter 10-point deficit.
Yeah,
and I thought to myself,
11 down going into the fourth.
11, thank you. My question, Scott, is I'm so infatuated with the Warriors bench. I thought what a practice must look like. And I said to Zach, you know what? If the first team played the second team in a real scrimmage, I honestly believe now I'm impressed with the second team that that game would be closer, a lot closer than a lot of people think. How would you answer that?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I'm told, for instance, Iguodala in practices is so on fire that a lot of times the second team does beat the first team. You know, they're that good and that's a pretty good squad. You know, how would that second team do if you flipped it around and they were the starters, that they wouldn't win 73 games, but they'd be pretty damn good. Yeah, and when one of my, like the other night, Mo Spates had a bad night. He was, what, 0-for-4? But everybody else was pretty darn good. So it's a rare night when the whole bench just takes the night off. And it's just, that's a powerful thing against other teams, because other teams do just, you don't get a breather against the Warriors.
Scott, are we, I'm going to get way ahead of myself, and I know you love making fun of that because I read you all the time in the paper and you make fun of people. That I think you wrote an article basically completely in sarcasm talking about how the Warriors don't need Steph. But let's assume
that's right, yeah.
It was great.
Cause I'm glad you got the sarcasm, because not all, a few readers didn't pick up on that.
Well, that's my
Steph traded, so.
Well, that's my point. I was fooled for like 30 seconds, and then I realized Scott's literally writing an entire article in sarcasm. God bless you for it. But let me just fast forward, and all the Warriors fans yell at me and tweet at me that I'm an idiot. I'm knocking on wood all over the place. But Steph Curry comes back 100%. They get past the Blazers. They get past either the Spurs or the Thunder. They get past the Cavs. They win the title. Are we going to hear an entire offseason again, which is good for both the Warriors organization and the Warriors fans? But are we going to deal with another one where they go, well, you know, the first round they played the Rockets and they were soft, and then the second round the Clippers got hurt, so they played the Blazers and they're too young, and then Curry was able to come back and they won, and then, you know, they played the, are we going to deal with that again? Is this going to be another list of excuses, or does Steph Curry's injury by itself take all that stuff out?
Well, it depends on how thin-skinned you are, because as you guys both know, the way the Twitter world and social media and stuff works out, no matter what you do, there's somebody going to take it apart, criticize it, diminish it. But I think if they pull it off this year, especially considering like the way the Cavs are playing and how good the Spurs are, if they pull it off this year, that stuff will be so minimized. There'll be a few little freaks out there that are, they're picking them apart, calling them lucky and all that stuff. But for the most part, I think the rest of the world is going to have to bow down to the Warriors and say, okay, we get it. These guys are unreal. These guys are epic. They're all time. They're just going to have to give it to them. They're going to have to.
Scott Osler, great sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Follow him on Twitter, at Scott Osler. Scott, appreciate your humor. Appreciate your insight. That article on Draymond Green was fantastic. I wanted to get way more into that, but, you know, I'm trying
but
to
you only got five
adhere
hours.
To the listeners, you know? You know what I mean,
Scott? We only got 5 hours.
Well, no, well, yeah, 5 hours. No, I mean, I could have done, I could have had you for half an hour, Scott. Guru knows. Anyways, appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.